Okay, gotta get ready for all this stuff. It's cold this morning. That polar thing. Doing the East Coast, and they say, oh, it's gonna be blistering hot out west, and you go, it depends on what kind of west you're talking about. Not so much around here, I think. Anyway, I'm going to do my various things here. Pardon me. I was attempting to close up the house against the hot later. Now it's cold in here.
But it's still cool.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
We can go out the front if you want. I guess you want the extra.
Do I want to cut this and put it in my car as I'm walking out?
You don't have to cut it. You can just fold it up, put it in there. It's temporary. It's only temporary until you get the official one.
Well, I probably
need
to.
What about you, Dad? You need your jacket on?
No, I'm just going to be a crazy guy.
Oh.
Maybe die. Maybe freeze and die. Perfect thing to do come May. What, are you alright? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah?
Looks like you got freeze to death. And then...
Oh, it's windy out there, too.
Yeah. That's why I...
Yeah. Okay, well, I get... I've got the stupid disease.
Oh, the chair got knocked over by the wind.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. It was very like a wind.
All right. Gonna be okay. I'll survive. Especially the sun. The sun's okay. Yeah. It was kind of this cold going out to the wilderness on Tuesday. You know, a little on the chilly side. Oh. Yeah. Dead soccer balls. Yeah. Just didn't know it was going to be cold. We thought it was going to be blast furnace. Uh-oh. Well, no dog training today. Inconsistent we're going to end up being on this one. Dogs are going to be confused. They kind of rely on Lisa to come by and give them a shot. Oh.
Yep, there they are waiting for.
Yeah, they are. He's going, where's my stuff? I hardly know what to do with myself. Our neighbors took down the one that they normally have. Or the wind knocked it down or something. Because I don't remember it being a problem after a while. Grackles on about. Boy, they're in a heat or something.
Or maybe they're confused at the weather.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, my attitude about grackles is the less of them there are, the happier the world is. Because when Eastern gets all those birds in the tree, they just make a horrible noise and a racket, and they poop on everything. It's been stupid grackles. And you're going, if it were me, I wouldn't set off a cannon. See, I'd throw a net over it and gas them. And then just throw away all the carcasses. Because you'd be doing that. You'd be doing a service to the universe if you did that. Because they do. They sweep in and they just take over.
They do. They send away all the ravens that you can hear of. These big crow-looking things.
Yeah.
My stomach was so full last night.
Yeah?
I'm starving.
You don't feel that way now, huh? Oh, golly.
I tell you.
What shall we do?
If I don't eat much, I'm okay the next morning.
Yeah.
I can go till 9, 10 o'clock before I start feeling hungry.
Uh-huh.
But if I eat a lot at night,
yeah,
the next morning I'm starving. Does that make sense?
I guess. Stir up your body and tell it that there's a lot of food available, and it'll start saying, cool, let's have some more food. I seem to think that there was some theory on the fact that keeping your body kind of really confused as to whether, yeah, whether there's really going to be food or not, causes you to lose weight probably the fastest if that's what you're after. Because it does. Body changes gears. It kind of opens up all those little fat cells and says, well, I think we're going to be able to fill you guys up really good, so we're going to open you up, which also allows for the possibility that, you know, the fat will get used for other needs too. But I think we've gotten so darn deficient that it snaps those little things shut pretty dang fast if it even gets a hit. You know, it's almost like having to use reverse psychology on yourself. If it gets even a vague idea that you're playing a game with it, it'll just seize right up and say, I'm going to keep you fat and unhappy for the rest of your life because that's important to me.
Still putting out water.
Yeah.
In a crazy wind. Water in half the street.
And there's those skinny people, and apparently we're supposed to pity them so bad because it doesn't matter how much I eat, I can't seem to gain any weight. And you go, oh, cry me a river. Nobody's pounding on you because you weigh too much. Nobody's pounding on you because you're unhealthy. You guys can eat Snicker bars all day long. Everybody says, oh, isn't it wonderful? Even your doctor says it. So, I'm sorry. I have no pity for you, you little emaciated skinny minis. Really don't. You guys need to go out to Hollywood and make lots of money. Yeah?
Yeah. It's chilly. How am I doing?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, you're hotter than me anyway.
But see, this is one of the problems. When I do crap like this, you know, your body says, oh, we must conserve our energy. And it's like, great.
Well, it's burning more trying to keep
warm. Hey, maybe if I look at it that way, it'll work. I am that furnace that you usually hate during this time of year.
Well, see, this is why we need a greenhouse.
This?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because scripture says that the seasons are going to be confused.
I'm confused for the seasons. Yeah, yeah.
So if we have a greenhouse, we can protect what we're trying to grow.
All right. I'm here to serve you. Oh.
Woo. Breathing
that. You all right? Trying to keep your hat on your head? I'm going to tighten up mine a little bit here. I think it's going to fly off if I'm not careful. Hey, Liz! Yeah, I know. It's coming from the north and the east.
Yeah.
Which is exactly... exactly where that polar vortex is from. I don't see a lot of people out walking.
No.
They get chased them off. And heat and humidity are supposed to be the things that kind of kill off the virus, so this kind of behavior just is going to exacerbate things.
Well, it's not
going
to help here anyway, because
we
don't have any moisture right now.
Yeah, you have to put on a mask.
You don't have to put it on if
there are... Fine, that. All right. Who am I to give you advice? Yeah, I think this recording is going to be kind of sucky with all this wind. Here, let me turn it so it faces the other inside. Oh, this might help a little. Yeah. Well. Gig is happy.
Uh-huh.
It's churning it out. You alright?
What is that?
That's one of those.
Spider.
It's a scorpion.
Yeah, it's one of those little weird scorpionish thingies. Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't have a stinger.
Yeah, I know. I saw them don't. It's one of those weird ones. I don't know who they're more related to. You can't be happy out here. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Well, if the seasons get confused, it might work in my favor. Well, my sleeping thing in the Explorer is really more rigged for winter than it is for summer. That was why people say, you're going to die in there. And you go, well, I don't go out there during the day. Are you crazy? It's just, you wake up early, you're to work before the sun comes up, and then you don't go out to the state park until after it's dark. And you go, so yeah. This is, I don't camp in the thing, I sleep in the thing. It's a different thing. I camp at home with Lee, hi. This is just kind of a glamper. Well, you gotta have camping on some level. Boy, if they pass that, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, given circumstances, this will save all those universities, boy. Eastern will do great out of this thing. Of course, the problem is, can I be honest, these first line responder sorts, I mean, a lot of them do that kind of work because they weren't really all that college material, and so it's like, we're stuck having, this is these situations, stick us with having to do kind of glorified high school, you know? And you go, well, that's what society wants from us. They don't want educated people. They want, I don't know what they want. Of course, there's plenty of people out there who could do a lot more than they do. And people just say, oh, I never had the opportunity. And you go, well, here it is.
More than money.
Yeah. And you go, here it is. They're basically paying for it for you. And for all I know, I'll get declared essential. I can give it to you. Or to Jelaine, or who knows? Whoever wants it. Boys already have something set up otherwise. They don't need it. Either that or it just broke off and it's now blown down to Hades.
Yeah.
You don't think so? I hate to see things just destroyed because people are just ignoring it. But there's only so much you can really do.
Which I think is silly.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dave, I'm pointing you just over the driveway. to get into onto them.
Well, I think it's supposed to mostly corral kids, not anything else. Which is funny because, yeah, they don't put locks in the gates. So, yeah, it is kind of crazy. At least not like the high school where they got a 6-foot fence and I don't know if there's barbed wire on top, but there might be. And you're going, aren't we more worried about the little kids? So impressionable, so easy to abuse. How come we're guarding the older kids so hard? So this is because you don't want them to turn into thugs. And you go, I don't think anything that you're doing is going to change their life course too particularly. I know all those Hollywood movies say how important those high school teachers are in shaping the minds of the young, and you go, maybe occasionally. By and large, the older they get, the more they're doing what they originally wanted to do in the first place. 50 degrees! Sheesh, that's not with the wind chill.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's like when people go, my teenager just went bad. They were a decent kid when they were young. I said, yeah, that's because they couldn't really do, nor did they know what they wanted. Because the older they get, the more they have an idea about what they want to do and how they want their life to be. And they go out and they start doing it. And you go, it isn't the wonder of schools that makes people make good decisions. It's 2,000 other things. Not that school can't influence a little, but not really that very much. The birds? Not all birds enjoy soaring. Or is it just what they do, you know? Like going to work every day, they get monotonous, they go, man, I wish I could find another way to land. Soaring around here. Hunt, 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 hunt. Can they just bring the stuff to me? Where's my delivery service? I don't know how they feel. Oh. Yeah, I think everybody feels that schools have far more influence than they really do. But you don't want to go too far because they do have an influence. It's just not that big. Do parents have more? Yes. Demonstrably, yes. The school can still kill itself trying to save some, you know, some kid from a deadbeat family, but when it comes down to it, it's gonna probably, the parents will probably have more influence than you are, no matter how hard you try. No matter how much time you try to get them out of the home, this is reality. To be like Hogwarts, they want it to be residential. You know? They want your kid to be, they want all schools to be boarding schools. Thank you. And yet, even under those circumstances, the islands of Scotland, guess who still has more influence over a kid's life? It's the parents that they only see during the summer, you know, who send them letters. It's like, it doesn't matter how hard you try to kill off the influence of parents, it will always be there. And it will always be more interesting than whatever you're serving up. Not that you'll have more influence, it still won't be enough. You know? It's still a family thing. Blood's thicker than water. It's a weird, 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 weird thing. Look at Harry Potter, poor guy. If you can't convince people to portray that school is far more important than parents with an orphan kid that was treated horrendously by his foster family, there you go. Wow. If you can't even pull it together in fiction, how are you going to pull it together in reality? Except to do the whole thing of, you know, all parents are evil, they're all terrible. Which is what they're trying to do, you know? It's obvious what people are trying to accomplish here. So it really is. They can say all day long that it's to break the back of poverty. They can be better people. And to a certain extent, that's what school's there for. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that its universality is the biggest problem. The compulsory section of the program. You go, don't bother. People don't want to be here. Don't force them to go. Because now, if people are taking government handouts, you know, tattoo them, do whatever you want to them, and you can force those to go to school. This is that's a possibility. Somebody will jump that shark one day soon. America, beyond the Constitution, has this whole thing about you have to treat everybody kind of the same. Once somebody decides that that's not important anymore, they can treat different sorts of people differently. And they're already doing it, right? You gotta treat black people different, no matter what goes on. If they break a law, there are cultural, you know, reasons why they would have done it, so we're not gonna particularly punish them for it. Yeah, I know. But see, we've got a huge backlash to it. We were so horrible to people. These black... You know, it might come one day where they just say, well, you know what? Everybody else doesn't have to go to school, but we're going to force all black kids to go to school. Because statistically, they're going to suffer.
Yeah. Good job.
So therefore, we have to throw these things at them. So I think that's the kind of stuff maybe on the horizon soon. Although, schools really depend upon the fact that they get everybody. You know? We would really have to just make a conscious decision that says, no, everybody who pays taxes pays for the school. And you go, oh, it's already true. It says people who homeschool, they pay for the school that they don't use. Yeah. That you're just giving them some place to be so his parents can go out and do whatever they want to do. I don't know. Work. Whatever. Yeah. It may just say, oh, yeah, this is the rest of the time. And you go, well, okay. So I guess it really doesn't matter. People who have the resources not to stick their kids in school can. And, you know, the schools say terrible things about them and how horrible they are. But you know what? The schools are kind of half happy. Or no, the teachers aren't. And the social workers aren't. But the principals and the superintendents are like, thank goodness. So it's the absolute worst kids that really don't want to be here. All I have to do is help them figure out that they can just say that they're homeschooling. He has to say, he or she has to say, what they have to say to, because their job is primarily political. They're not elected. But, you know, you can't be too crazy and keep that job, you know. You've got to pretty much do what a superintendent's supposed to do. If you're some kind of social activist, chances are you're going to get your, you know, you're going to lose your job.
How do men walk?
Yeah? We can go through the front door, we have to go through the back. These days soon again. Just along the edges. Just over here and such. Knock down the worst of it. Oh. Thank you. Hi, Magnificent. It's 61 in here.
Yep, you feeling better?
Me? Yeah, I feel fine. You know, it really wasn't that bad out there. Sorry, I guess that's just me, but I love you.
Oh,
hey, Matt, it's a great day to hang out your laundry, too. It'll dry really well out there. Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What?
You're doing great. Yeah. Yeah, turn this thing off. Golly. Been recording this whole time. That's just crazy.